Hello everyone and welcome to Create Your Life. This is the new video series, season two. So I'm so excited about it because today and this during the series, we're talking about choice and choosing. And when I was trying to figure out what is the actual theme, what am I going to call this? Like, I don't know, something to do with choice, something to do with choosing. And then I was doing one of my calls, you know, like my healing calls that I do. And it's like the gift of choice. I was like, oh, that's it. The gift of choice. I love it. So that's what we're going to be talking about during the whole series. And we're probably going to go from now until the end of April, you know. So there's lots of calls scheduled, lots of shows scheduled. So I'm so excited. And today, Connor Hill is with us to launch off the season. And I'm so excited about that because last time Connor was on, oh my goodness, we had the most wonderful time. It was so expansive and it was so much energy and so much fun, and we brought up so much. It was like, this is amazing. And so I'm so glad he's here to launch the series off with us. And so we're going to be talking about the gift of choice and what choice means to Connor and how he has been using that in his life to create his life. So it's always, you know, I still love the idea of creating your life. You know, that's so relevant for me because I feel like we're creating our lives every day, every moment. But what does choice mean? And so I think I know a little bit about choice, but we'll find out. So Connor, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alara. Thank you.
And I know it's first thing in the morning, so thank you for waking up early or maybe not even going to sleep.
I woke up feeling like I hadn't slept. I was like, this was like, what is going on? And I'm like, well, yeah. Yeah, I could. I don't know if I'm trying to figure out if it's from whatever. It doesn't really matter.
And I love that you're outside, you know, that for us especially, because we're in the Northern Hemisphere, you're in the Southern, and it's just the idea of that summer and the warmth and being outside in the sun is like, nice.
Yeah, you know, I moved here and I didn't even realize it before I got here or even for a while after I got here. I was like, wait a second. How long are your summers? Like, how long can you swim in the pool? And that's like, how long are people actively swimming in their pools? And Sarah Watt was like, oh, like 7 to 9 months or something. And I was like, what? That's what happens when you're on the Southern Hemisphere. Mm-hmm. I'm like, everybody, you know, where I'm from, it's like, typically it's just 3 months.
Exactly.
You know?
Yes. In Canada, it was 2 months. So.
Yeah, we had prime time in the pool from like being cold in the pool in June to being cold in the pool in September. So you got what, July, August?
Yeah, that's it. About it. Exactly. Oh, I love that. I didn't know that. I just assumed it was short. So I'm going to tell my husband and say, hey, maybe we should move to Australia.
Maybe. Pretty cool down here, I gotta say.
I love summer. Uh-huh. As you can see, I'm wearing a sweater and everything. It's like, I'm always cold. So it's like,
yeah.
It doesn't work for me. So,
Especially Vienna in January. That, it's pretty chilly.
And like, you know, the past week or two, it's been like, not nice. You know, it's like, it was actually snowing during the COP when Gary and Brendan were here. It's like, it doesn't snow, but it was snowing and it was chilly. It's like, let's bring that sun. Where's that sun? Let's warm it up. I'm done. I'm done with winter. I'm ready for summer. Let's go.
Yeah.
So I'm talking to the weather gods.
Bring it in. Like, show me sun. I don't know.
I do. That's exactly what I say. Okay, sun, come on out. Let's, you know, help me out here.
I mean, the thing is, you got to watch out with Gary and Dane and Brendan and Simone is they bring the moisture with them. Like the planet's like, God, I'm so thirsty. And they're like, all right, we'll help you out.
Okay, good to know. Okay, so that's what happened. Because normally it's nicer.
But you can use that to your advantage too.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree. And so that's what, you know, creating your life, part of that has to do with using your life, what's happening in your world, in your reality, to your advantage, right? To create what you desire.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, like I've had the ability a couple times to make sure that I had a snowstorm at the only week out of the entire winter that I was going to the mountains to go snowboarding. So I guess if you're looking at sort of like talk about, is it now, are we starting to talk about choice? Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do it.
There's like a number of things. It's like what you're taught. It's so weird that people used to have this saying of, at least in the United States, of there's 1,000 ways you can skin a cat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear that saying anymore. Nobody says that anymore. For the most part, everybody's constantly saying, you know, here's how you got to skin the cat.
And that's like, one way. Yeah,
exactly. One way, here's how you're going to make money. And pretty much they're all lies. Because that's how a person did it once, and it doesn't really work like that anymore. What I'd like to say, there's a million different ways we can go with this. There's 1,000 ways to skin a cat. There's a million ways to go with this. And so we get to just choose. Now the part is we get to choose, and we get to, if we don't like what we chose, then we can choose again. So much of, and this is actually, so much of like this reality has built us up and taught us that we have to choose correctly, and we better not choose incorrectly, because, you know, then you're stuck with your choice.
Exactly.
I mean, you've got this whole thing called marriage that's like you have to stick with it for the rest of ever. Amen. Otherwise, you're going to hell.
I was talking about that on my healing call today. I said, you know, and I guess when I was talking about choice, and it's like, yeah, you know, I was in a marriage for 18 years. I was miserable since day one, but I stuck it out because, you know, I made that choice. I had to stay, you know, but if I would have continued to stay, it was already long enough. But if I would have continued to stay, how would that have served me? How would that have made my life better? How would that have made my kids' lives better? It wouldn't, you know, it didn't serve anybody. You know, you being miserable does not help the planet. It does not.
Yeah.
Consciousness or anything, you know. So it's like, you know, you don't have to be stuck in that choice anymore. But that's that's what we were taught, you know, that's what we were told. And that's what we
see
in society and in our families, right?
Yeah. And same with how when you go to college, like you go to university, and before you even get into university, they're like, what are you going to major in?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, well, you're telling me right now I got to like major in something that I'm going to work at for the next 60 years. And basically my whole life, all you guys have been doing is just like telling me what to do on a daily basis. Study this, study this, study this, study this. And none of it's actually even really the most important stuff.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm thinking about this right now. So take this metaphor as much as you like or leave it. It's almost like you have to walk, but everybody's teaching you how to like handle cups.
Mm-hmm.
So you never really learn how to walk. Like,
I
say it just because like nobody's teaching you, like at least as far as the United States is concerned, nobody's teaching you how healthcare works. Nobody's teaching you how like basic law works. Nobody teaches you how a mortgage works or any of these things. And so you're kind of like come out of university like, woo, I'm ready for the world. And you're like, no, I'm not. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I don't know anything. You guys taught me like Calc 3. I'm a civil engineer, so I learned like things called Laplace transformations. I never understood them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just copied my homework off of somebody else because it was just so confusing. And just to get through the class. So I guess there's one thing I learned. It's like, just do whatever it takes to get through whatever you got going on. You don't have to fully understand what the hell's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, it's just, it's this thought that we have to, every choice we make is actually going to, I mean, I was about to say like affect our lives, but not in the way that we have to be solid in how we choose everything. Now that kind of makes me realize I'm stepping a little bit way out there when I say that. But I'd like to bring it back to like the basic aspect of what I love with Access Consciousness is just choose. Like, if looking at me coming to Australia, like, for those that don't know, I made a choice to do whatever it took to move to Australia recently. And like, I could probably give you a lot of like contextual things that prove that this was a great choice. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, I just, everything's more fun. So it works.
Exactly. And that's the thing. If it works, I mean, when I chose to move to Vienna, Austria, right? Yeah. I chose to come here. I didn't know what I was doing. You know, my parents were like, oh my God, how are you just going? It's like, I'm just going. Well, I'll figure it out. You know, I'll do whatever it takes because this is what I'm doing. And then when you have that, and that's what I mean by choice, I'm choosing it. I'm choosing to do this, you know, and I've set my mind to it. My energy is all in it, you know, so I'm not being wishy-washy or like half in, half out. I'm totally committed. This is what I'm choosing. Because I could have chosen to stay in Canada, or I could have chosen to go somewhere else, but I chose to come here. And then it's like, okay, I'm going to do whatever it takes to get there, to stay there, and then I'll figure it out as I go along. So for me, it's always been, you know, I make the choice. This is the next step. Okay, and the rest, I don't know yet. I'll figure it out when I get there, and I'll figure it out as I go along. And so, you know, it's not linear for me. You know, it's like, okay, this feels good right now, so this is what I'm going to do. When it doesn't, I'll make another choice, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't mean that my choice was wrong to begin with. It just means, oh, maybe it wasn't exactly what I had expected or what I wanted. So I was like, okay, so what else is possible?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so I'm not stuck with that choice and that, you know, like with my marriage, it's like, ah. But, you know, like I'm not stuck with having to stay in Vienna now if I'm really miserable. It's like, okay, if I don't like it, I can choose something else.
Choose again.
Right? And choose again. And, you know, like in Access, they talk about every 10 seconds, but it doesn't even have to be every 10 seconds. It's like when something's not working for you, then choose again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
If it's working, great. Enjoy it. Have fun.
Yeah.
Right? And then, and because that is what creates your life. When you're actually choosing and enjoying your life, having fun with it, you know, it feels expansive, it feels light and so on. That's, for me, creating, you know, my life as I desire it for myself. It's mine, you know. I do things totally different than other people, so I, you know, I'm going to do what works for me, and as long as it's working, great. If it doesn't, I'll make another choice. Does that make sense?
Does to me. What, I forget, are we open for other people to just come on and ask questions and stuff?
Absolutely. Yep. So I had said early on that they can type a question in the Q&A there in the chat, or they can raise their hand, or they can just unmute themselves if they would like to ask a question. Cool. Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So if anybody wants to ask a question, I'm a huge fan of questions. It makes my job easier so that I know what. And it actually, as you look to ask a question about something, well, there's a part of that with choice is looking to ask a question. If you just sit back and you're not asking any questions, questions tend to be the thing that brings up the energy of an awareness of what you can choose.
Mm-hmm.
So as you guys out there are like, I don't have any questions. Instead of saying, I don't have any questions, go, what questions would I actually like to ask? What questions might I have? And they can either show up or not. It doesn't really matter. It's just putting it out there so that when you do ask a question, it might actually open up a lot for other people. And it makes my job and Laura's job easier as far as having something to work with. As opposed to like a giant, vast library to be like, look at what I can choose from. Ooh, how many of you have too many choices so that you're like, I don't know what to choose because there's so many choices? That was me in a candy store when I was a little kid. I was like, I'd just stand there and stare at the wall. Oh, I just realized. People would always be like, can't you just choose? And it's not that I wasn't choosing. I was just sitting there enjoying all my options.
Yeah. And you know, that's interesting because I remember my daughter, she used to hate having to choose. And you know, I'd give her like, whatever you want, just pick. I can't, mom, I can't pick. It's like, pick Okay, and so I would narrow it down. Okay, well, what about this and this? I don't know, I can't. So she would get so stressed out. And it's like, okay, it's not that hard. Just choose mm-hmm. what feels good. You know, like what would be mm-hmm. fun for you? And mm-hmm. And sometimes people don't know what's fun for them. Well, that's what people say. Sorry.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Well, as you talk about that, what before you were saying those things, I was looking at like the choices that are actually end up being the most fun are the ones that open up greater possibilities mm-hmm. and give you more choices. So I'm like, everywhere everybody's looking to choose the choices that will give them fewer choices next time. So it's easier to choose next time. Mm-hmm. We're destroying a crate at all.
Yes. Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, bulk, online, shorts, boys, and beyonds. Because what if everybody actually did have an awareness of how many more possibility? Wow, holy crap. Maybe how many more possibilities get created when you choose? And we've all got this, because I noticed because that's what people would tell me is like, you're afraid to choose. And I'm like, I'm actually not really afraid to choose. I'm just really enjoying all the choices that I have right now. Mm-hmm. And like, if I only choose this one piece of candy, now I have to hang out with this one piece of candy for the next half hour. If I hang out with, well, or like 30 seconds. But if I stand here and stare at the wall of candy, I get to hang out with all the wall of candy for as long as I stare at it. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if people recognize that have you recognized where or times that you've been aware of a choice that creates more possibility in your life and a choice that doesn't? Mm-hmm. And if anybody answers, that'd be great.
Let us know. So how can I know what choices are?
Question. What choices do I have here? When you ask a question, it will open up your awareness to what choices are available. If you ever feel like you only have one or two choices, always ask. You never only have one or two choices. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite things with access consciousness is like, that's not the case. It's not a reality.
Yeah, there's infinite possibilities. So you can ask, what are the infinite possibilities here? And be open to receiving that awareness, right? Mm-hmm. Having that awareness mm-hmm. of what that is. And I think a lot of times people are just looking for a quick answer, you know? It's like, mm-hmm. what are my choices? This, this, and this. But what else is possible? You know? And that's the thing. Is mm-hmm. And what else is possible? And being open to that and allowing that awareness to come in of something else showing up that you haven't even thought of. You know, that you... Because we, you know, our minds, our logical minds, our mental faculties and all that wonderful stuff, it doesn't know everything, right? It knows what it knows from our past experiences and what we've seen, but it doesn't know what the infinite possibilities are there and how they're going to show up.
It pretty much knows nothing. It's best, let's just start at it knows nothing. And from there, we can really work with some stuff. So if your mind knows nothing, how do you go about your day in order to choose? Well, you can ask, what choices do I have today? Hmm. And what choices do I have in this second? And just like Alara said, allow them to show up. And if you're like, how do I allow them to show up? It's really just, I can say it in this manner of like, it's being willing to see how they show up, which really comes from not trying to figure it out. Like, mm-hmm. how the heck is this going to work out? Anytime you ask the question, how, or the word how, all it does is lock you into thinking about how, just like Laura said, from like the past, how you've ever created anything in the past or how other people have told you things are supposed to get created, mm-hmm. then get created. Now, I will apologize if I seem weird today. It's like, I don't even know how I'm talking because my brain isn't working. Although that's how I started my bars class yesterday. And I think it went out okay. I'm not sure.
No, you're doing fine. And you know, and one of the things I really like, and you know, I was talking about earlier today was about that we do have infinite choice, right? And that no choice is wrong. There's no bad choice. There's no good choice. There's no right mm-hmm. choice. It's just a choice. And then if it doesn't work out, if you don't like it, you can choose again. But even when something doesn't work out, you still get some sort of knowing, some sort of awareness, like, oh, I definitely don't want to do this again, right, kind of thing. So, most of Western culture, Western society, you know, that we're stuck in that, we only have one choice. Sandra, do we really have choices, or is that just the illusion of having choices?
Sandra, would you be willing to come on and elaborate on your question, or are you unable to?
I love the question. So, Sandra, do you want me to unmute you? We'll find out in a sec. Do we really have choices, or is that just the illusion of having choices?
I'm not sure what the question is, but the first thing that pops up for me is, you do have choices, and how much are you trying to have choices as opposed to having choices? Mm-hmm. I was trying to get everything in access for a while. And then one day I finally heard Gary said, you don't want to get it. You want to be getting it. Just like you don't want to get laid. You want to be getting laid. Because if you get laid, you get laid once. Yeah, and that's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
So you want to be getting laid. You want to be getting money. You want to be getting things, not get them. Right. Because there's really no such thing as get. If you look at anyone that is a master of their craft, or a master at something like some sport or instrument or whatever, they're on the creative edge. Like they don't have the point of view that they've got it figured out. They've got the point of view of how much fun, I'm going to use the word I was about to use, how much fucking fun can I have? Mm-hmm. Like, I look at American football players where, because of the physical aspect of the sport and their unwillingness to know about the access tools and body processes, most of them are done by the age of 42. They cannot continue playing. But that's also a time where their skills are so well honed, and they are having, understand is not so relevant. Understand.
So understanding is not relevant.
That's like a statement with a question mark attached. So I'm not sure what the question is. Understand is not so irrelevant. Question mark.
So instead of understanding, it's still about choosing. It's not understanding in that it's not relevant to figure it out. Sometimes it's about going with the awareness of the choice and following that.
Thank you, Alara. I really need people to lay things out for me today, because for whatever reason, it may have been the fact that it took me 4 days of flights that kept getting canceled to get to Australia. Mm. I was supposed to get here 2 days ago. Well, 3 or 4 days ago. And I got in the day before yesterday and went directly into facilitated bars class, which was a freaking blast. So I'm running on fumes and no brain, which is really neat. It's just really interesting to not be able to think.
But it's about being present in the moment.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, to what you said, understanding is, you never want to understand anything, because what understand means is you're standing under something, and in order to stand under something, you have to make it greater than you, which you've pretty much just thrown awareness out the door at that point. And awareness is your greatest capacity for choice.
So can you talk about awareness a little bit? And especially how it relates to choosing. Because sometimes I think, we don't quite get the awareness right away when we want it. So we're waiting for it and it doesn't come, and then we doubt, and then we go to conclusion, and then we go into spiral.
That's because everybody thinks awareness is answer for some reason.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Everybody thinks awareness is cognitive. It's not. It's... awareness is the times that you've known and done things without cognitively thinking about it or doing it. You're like, how did I just do that? What? That's awareness.
Right.
Expand more on the, and awareness is a willingness to ask a question. and not just ask a question from cognitive words with a question mark attached at the end, but ask a question and have it be the energy of a question. Mm. And like,
go ahead.
The energy of a question really is anything that opens up to greater possibilities. Like probably before I really got into Access, a question I asked that, God, I love it. Just a whole bunch of parrots just flew over my head. That was the coolest. A question I asked was, I was doing a lot of meditating and yoga and things, but I would only do these things when things got bad. Like my mind would get crazy or whatever. And I was like, God, I wonder, I asked a couple of questions really now that I think about it. I was like, I wonder what it'd be like if I did these things when things were going well. Because every time things were going well, I'd forget about it and I'd stop doing it. And it would be like, woo, things are going awesome. And they'd be like, oh, and they'd be like, start meditating and doing yoga and blah, 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 blah. And like, and I knew how to run bars at the time. I just was in a city where nobody ran bars. And I thought I was really, to ask me to go out and do as I'm doing now back then and like find people to be like, hey, take a bars class with me so you can fucking run my bars. Would have been like, huh? I was doing that and I asked the question, what's it going to take? A combination, what would it be like? And what's it going to take for me to do these things when things are going well? And I'm like, what would that look like? And what would my life look like if I was willing to do that? And I totally forgot about it. I literally, and it wasn't like I asked it. I sat down and wrote it down and things like that. It was literally like I remember I was standing there like putting my clothes on after yoga and stuff. And I'm like, man, I feel fucking good. And I'm like, what would it take for me to do this when I feel good? And how much better would I feel? And like, how much better would my life be? And that was it. And then I just walked out the door and just went about my day. And I realized after asking that question, those questions, 2 to 3 months later, I was doing those things when things were going well and my life was taking off even farther. And I kind of realized that those had their own little ceiling to them. So that's when I moved on to more bars and more Access, because there's no ceiling here, baby.
I love that.
There's no a lot ceiling. Of questions popping up, right?
Well, there are comments, I guess. Linda is talking about the comment about with the expectation of receiving. I guess she's talking about what we think an awareness is with the expectation of receiving an answer or a direction to follow, right? Right, Linda?
Yeah. So one of my favorite, like, because I was doing, when I first really started getting into Access too, and I actually was using the tools, I was doing a lot of this too. Like, there's the four question: what is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And how do I change it? Mm-hmm. When I first started with those questions, I would be like, what is it? God, I didn't get an awareness of what it is, so I can't ask the next question.
Ah. No,
you can just ask the four questions. And asking those questions, simply just asking, begins to change everything around whatever you're asking those questions with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really the energy of question. Now, the way I like to tell people about this and play with this is, as I grew up, my mom grew up Catholic, and she, if I ever lost anything, she'd be like, pray to St. Anthony. Just pray to him and then stop looking for it and then the item will show up.
Mm-hmm.
So I had that as sort of like a place to practice with, because anytime I'm losing, oh, come on, dear St. Anthony, I don't even know if you're real or if God's real or anything. I don't care. If it works, it works. Don't do whatever. So I'm like, dear St. Anthony, will help you find this. Or like, dear St. Anthony, and it's like, dear St. Anthony, will you bring this thing back to me? Whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then let go. So you don't have to pray to St. Anthony. You can pray, I don't care. You can pray whoever you want to pray to. whatever I just thought in my head. and you can just ask, like to start with these little things is great. Like, you lose your cell phone or you lose your keys in the morning. Now, it's really difficult to do it with your keys when you're like, I've got to get to work. You're probably going to keep looking. But if it's, or the remote to your television. Any small item that you might lose around your house. And I'm giving you like the easiest thing to start with to give you an awareness of like, wow, that was really cool. If you lose it, just ask, what's it going to take for that to come back to me? And like, and you can even talk to the item like, hey, you, can you come back to me?
Yeah. Hey, where are you? Can you come back? Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And hey, where are you? Can you come back? I like the where you are, you, where are you part. And asking that question. So if any of you get a sense of what Alara and I were with that question, there's no vested outcome. That's the biggest thing that a lot of people shut down the energy of question with, because if you have a vested outcome, you're not actually asking a question. You're basically demanding, this is what I want, with a question mark attached. So being vested in the outcome always kills it. So that's why I like to say these small things, you'll really discover the energy of what it's like to not be vested in the outcome. Because if it's a remote, maybe you're quite vested in the outcome for like the first 15 minutes because you're like, oh, I really want to watch this TV show that's on or something. But you ask and then stop looking for it. Stop looking for the item. Go about your day if you can't, you know, or go walk up to the television and turn it on with your hand or do whatever you can to not find the item. But stop looking for it. And that's how you're going to be when you ask your questions for an awareness. And you're going to allow your awareness or the item to show up in the next 10 seconds, 15 minutes, 2 hours, 5 days, 3 years, whatever it is. Now, as how many of you got fucking scared when I said 3 years?
Right.
But what do you mean? Yeah, everything that is, times you guys in which we're not great at all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, poc, all nine, shorts, plays, and beyonds. Because what if, and everything doesn't allow it, what if the questions and the choices of what you'll create 15 years out are some of the most fun? Like, I realized one day, and the thing is these things show up when that item comes to you, acknowledge it, be like, oh, yay, that was awesome. And sometimes you'll be like, yeah, well, it didn't really work. Because that was easy. I just found it. And there might be, there will, I guarantee you, there will be a time when you're like, holy crap, that was weird. Like it came to me in the weirdest fashion. Like it, or like literally showed up like right away. Or you noticed that your brain like totally shut off and you got, you maybe thought you got distracted by something else and something else was going on. And then all of a sudden it like appeared. So just play with it. And that's sort of one thing I like to talk about to get, because everybody makes everything else so significant. If you started playing with it with like big stuff, you know, it's significant. It's not, it's like Yoda in Star Wars. If you ever saw that, a little rock is no big different than a giant ass rock, except for what your mind thinks.
Yeah. And that's what I was saying earlier today too, was that, you know, start with something small. Don't start asking questions about something that's like life changing, you know, start with something small and play. And it's like, and that's what it's about playing with it and seeing what happens when you start to play with it. So one of the things that, in this beautiful manual that I haven't read all of yet, but it's like, you know, when I was thumbing through it, it's like about creating your life, like choice creates, right? And so what will this choice create is a great question for when you're looking at different options, when you have something come up in front of you and then ask, instead of just like, okay, I'm going to figure it out. I'm going to see what the right thing is. I'm going to see what all the steps are involved. Instead, just ask the question, what will this create in my future, for my future, right? You know, what will my future reality be like if I choose this? And that's probably not the way it's written in the book, but I'm just paraphrasing it. But that is a habit, to start asking those types of questions, you know, to get out of your mind trying to figure it out and ask a question. And then be okay, leave the question, and like be okay with it. Okay, I've asked a question. It really was a question. And, you know, be in that state of wonder and adventure is what I like to call it. Yeah. You know, being in that state of adventure and wonder is like, let's see what shows up, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of that vested outcome. That vested outcome thing, that's hard. Everything that is.
Times of Godzilla, we're destroying and create it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, podpock, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds. I mean, there was a seven, like one of my first 7 days I went to, Gary talked about it. It's because someone in the thread page is asking, so ask and receive awareness and more questions, question mark. So yeah, it's especially like, it's always more questions. Mm-hmm. And there will be, and look for maybe items in your life if you can. Like I shouldn't say item, like things that you do or whatever, where you are and where you already are the question all the time. Not like asking, you're not even asking more questions. You are just the energy and space and consciousness of what else is possible and question. That was a reason, part of why I did a lot of extreme sports. Like one of the things I really liked to do for a while was trail running. So if I'm running through the mountains, like I can't be vested in where I put my foot. I can't go, I know where I'm going to put my foot for the next 40 steps. In every single moment, I had to be like, oh, where am I putting my foot now? Where am I putting my foot now? If I didn't want to like roll my ankle or something. Mm-hmm. So, because at one of my first 7 days, Gary talks about it like you're on quicksand. If you stop moving, you're going to start sinking. And mm-hmm. that vested outcome is like, here's a good spot to stand. And then you just start sinking. You're like, oh! So you gotta keep moving. And not from a, you gotta keep moving, more like the movement is the awareness of, God, because it's this weird, weird thing that because we've all just grown up in a reality, doesn't matter what your culture is, yeah. nobody inspires or instills the energy of question. I shouldn't say no, there are like people, but like as far as cultures are concerned across the planet, mm-hmm. Are being aware and being in question is not something that is, it's like an inward, is not, I don't know, it's just not done. Let's just say that.
it's not done. No, it's not. And it's not normal, you know, normal per se, but it's just not something that we see in our reality, right? Mm-hmm. I was never taught to question. I was always told what to do, you know, so I didn't have choice. And so for the first 43 years of my life, I had no choice. That's mm-hmm. interesting point of view. I have that point of view. So, you know, that's why for me, choice is really important. I get to choose for me. I get to choose what works. I get to choose what feels good. I get to choose what is going to bring me joy. But it's like, do I know that every single minute? I do when I'm looking at the energy of it. You know, if it's just mm-hmm. the words, no, I don't know. But when I look at the energy of it, what is this going to create? And what will my mm-hmm. life be like in 5 years if I choose this? What will mm-hmm. my life be like in 10, 15, 50 years if I choose this and get the energy?
And for everybody, if you don't get the energy of it, fuck it, just go choose it. And you'll get the energy of it real fast. And then you'll totally be willing to be aware.
Be willing to make a mistake, you know, and see what that's like, you know. And I think for a lot of people, they don't want to make a mistake. You know, they don't want to choose the wrong thing. They don't, you know, because we've been in the past punished for making the wrong choice, you know, for making a mistake, for choosing the wrong partner, blah, 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 you name it. We've been, you know, punished for it in some way. Mm-hmm. So that's why there's this big energy around choice and choosing and getting stuck on it. So Linda's saying, sometimes the lost item shows up through a vortex in some people's houses. I have a girlfriend who loses things and then they show up lots later and she knows where it was last. What a state of wonder that creates. Yeah, no kidding. I love it.
Sounds like your things are fucking with you.
Wow. Those, interesting. Uh-huh. Paige says, good teachers inspire questions and we come to conclusions about needing answers.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep. And, you know, if you went through the school system, you know, you were just told to get answers. You know, you weren't told to ask questions. But, yeah, you get the rare one that is inspired.
Speaking of which, who out there has a question? What greater possibilities can you create with your question? Ooh, now I really put you on the burner.
I'm just seeing that it was. I'll let them. Yeah, post a question in the chat or raise your hand or just come off mute.
Isn't this funny? The I love how, like, being in the question is also, to talk a little bit more about it, is also sort of how Alara and I have been so far with this call. Like, the name of the call is, what was it? The Gift of Choice.
The Gift of Choice.
Mm-hmm. The Gift of Choice. And we've spent most of our time talking about being the question. So what gift is it, is the choice of being the question that you're not acknowledging? That if you would acknowledge it, would create all realities and non-realities. Is that what it is?
Go with it.
Yeah, there we go. Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, culture, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Right, and the gift of, wow, I'm just like, that's space. The gift of choice is like freedom. You know, it gives you so much. To me, it's like it's that freedom to just be, right, and freedom to experience. So, where are you not looking for the freedom? Where are you not receiving the freedom of choice? And which is, you know, for me, it's been the biggest gift. I have completely changed my life because I started choosing for myself and asking questions. And now when I feel like I'm getting stuck, it's because I realize, oh shit, I didn't ask a question. Mm-hmm. I went into old patterns and old habits. It's like, oh, I didn't ask
that old thing again. So Larry's asking to repeat the four questions. Those are, what is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? If so, how do I change it? Mm-hmm. And maybe not even the if so. So what is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? How do I change it? And literally, like I said, asking those questions, even if you're actually not being the energy of question, just asking those questions will still, so you don't have to be like, how do I know if I'm being the energy of question? Which isn't a question. You just actually asking those questions begins to unlock things. That's something I can tell you for certain, even if you don't feel like you see those things go on.
Yeah, it changes the energy of whatever it is that you're experiencing in the moment. As soon as you start to ask a question, it lightens up. It opens up doors and possibilities. As long as you're not forcing it, you know, it's like,
wow. So at least in this moment, oh, that's fun. I have two birds mating out there. That's great. I was just looking at the gift of choice. Mm-hmm. And what is the gift of choice? And what if the gift of choice, well, shit, I already forgot. What if the gift of choice was awareness?
Mm-hmm. What if the
choice creates choice? Awareness, mm-hmm. not awareness creates choice. Now, Gary will say that a bazillion times, and people will still try to choose based on an awareness.
Yeah.
That's not the case. The gift of choice is awareness. When you choose, you get awareness. Mm-hmm. Not even just like cognitive awareness. It's just choice. Like the gift, another gift of choice, because there could be more, is the joy of receiving what the fuck shows up. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And also, you know, the gift of choice, you know, when you're choosing, when you're asking questions, include your body into that mix, you know, and see what comes up from that when you're asking the body to choose, you know, body, what would you like, you know, and body, what would you like to do today? Body, what would be fun for you? Body, what would you like to eat today? What would you like to drink today? Like all those questions are going to start opening you up to being in the question more and more, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'll read Sandra. Sorry to call you out on this, but isn't manifestation just soul alignment? That's not really a question. That's pretty much just stating that manifestation is soul alignment. And if that's your point of view, cool. If it's working for you, sweet. I don't know if Alara has any comments on it, but I'm just Sure.
Well, you
I don't
know
what that means, actually.
Yeah. Well, you know, for me, this whole soul alignment thing and manifestation thing it's part of the metaphysical community wording for sure. But it's more, it's not even about the soul alignment. It's just about what brings you joy. Do that. What brings you joy? Choose that. And manifestation or actualization is the experience that you have when you are choosing for yourself, you know, whatever it happens to be. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry, everybody. I didn't really ever like do metaphysics. So I don't know like the words for metaphysics. So I'm like, I don't know what soul alignment is. So I apologize. Yeah.
And but soul alignment is when you're in joy, you're in soul alignment. You know, your soul is in alignment with your being, with life, with everything when you're in joy. So choose joy, you know, choose what works for you. You are in soul alignment when you're choosing what works for you. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. It's not complicated. The metaphysical community makes it really complicated, but it's like, if you're having fun, if there's joy, if you're like living life to the fullest and really just enjoying it, that's soul alignment.
Is my soul aligned? I would probably not desire to have anything aligned.
That locks you in place, doesn't it?
Feels like it.
It's not as expansive as you would think, because then it's like whenever you're out of alignment, it's a judgment. You're wrong for being out of alignment. Sorry.
Yeah. True choice is just choice. It literally is just choice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to hit myself on the head with this right now. No, I'm not going to do that because I've been hit on the head with things before. I have the awareness that this is going to fucking hurt if I hit myself on the head with it. I'm not going to choose that right now. But I could choose to pick this up. I could choose to smell it. Doesn't really smell like anything. I could choose to pet my face. I could choose to pick my phone up. I can choose to anything.
Everything is a choice. You
everything.
Being here on this call is a choice. Breathing every moment is a choice, believe it or not. You are choosing to be here physically on the planet right now. Mm-hmm. That's a choice, right?
Oh, I like Paige's question. What will it take for me to incorporate everything into my being? No judgment.
Allowance.
Consciousness includes everything and judges nothing. So allowance is not aligning with agreeing with or resisting and reacting to anything. Everything's just an interesting point of view. And when you're in total allowance, everything is included and nothing is excluded and nothing is judged. So
everything is, it just is.
So get to work, honey.
And so again, Paige, that also is about choosing, you know, choose to incorporate this, you know, these things that we've talked about today. And, you know, choose to incorporate those, choose to ask questions, choose to be in the question. Right? Thank you and heart choosing, basically the same thing. You know, it's like be in your body, be in your heart and choose. It's just about getting out of your head, you know? And so I actually do focus on being in the heart, but that's only because I'm so, you know, used to being in my head and thinking, right? So it's like get out of the head, get into the body, get into the heart and choose from there. So it's just choose.
Can I also ask a question too? With a lot of the questions that are coming up, would anyone and or everyone be willing to let go of everything metaphysics has taught them? And not just metaphysics, but anything anyone's ever taught you. Would you be willing to let it go?
Yeah.
Cool. Everything that doesn't, I don't know. I got kind of a light sense. So that's pretty neat. So everything that is times a godzillion, everything doesn't allow it. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and downs. So why do I say what metaphysics has taught you and what anybody tries to teach you? In Access, we don't teach. I can show you some tools to use, but for the most part, I'm not trying to get you to function any certain way or to function from a point of view. In fact, what we do is be an energy of question and choice that allows you to see a different possibility. Mm-hmm. Even if you can't see it, you know it. So everything doesn't allow you to perceive, know, be, and receive everything you know about what is possible for you with question and choice and possibility. We just try and create it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, all nine, shorts, boys, and downs. And if you're like, how do I don't even feel like I know. You chose to register for this. I'm sorry. That means you know. Somewhere along the lines, you're like, what's that? I want to do that. That, boom. Your awareness is a feather touch. See, I can see Paige smiling, so that's true for her. So you go,
girl.
And the
thing is, we do know, and that's the lie that the society puts upon us, is that we don't know.
Yes.
You know, but we do know. If we truly ask ourselves questions, we have the answers. It's when we're willing to let go of all the stuff that we have heard in the past, but you know, that we've taken on as other people's points of view and so on. If we let those go, you know, and we trust our own knowing, our own awareness, or you know, then you do know. And that's the thing that I've found for myself. Like, when it really comes down to it, I know what the answer is. I know what the question is. I know what's missing. I know what I need to do next. I know. I just have to ask the questions to get the energy of it, then choose what works for me, what feels light, what feels expansive, what feels joyful, and choose that. Mm-hmm. And then see what happens after that. And then see what happens after that. So it's not fixed, right?
Yeah, and I'm about to make someone blush if they were on camera. Sandra asked, why question? And I'd ask you, Sandra, have you ever had sex? I'm going to wait for the energy to build. It's not really building, but whatever. And the reason I ask, have you ever had sex, is when you go into sex and you're having sex with another person, you're copulating with another person, even if you don't like put your pieces together, if you're just kissing or anything, do you know exactly how it's going to look? Do you try to make it a very specific way? Or do you go in having the wonder and joy of, what's this going to look like?
Good question.
Does that help? And that's the energy of question. Is like when you first start a relationship and you're like, oh my God. Before, like in the very beginning of like starting a relationship, when there's so much question and you know nothing about the person, you're totally willing to receive all the infinite possibilities. And then when you try to start figuring the person out because you want to solidify it into the choice of the person that you've decided is going to give you everything you've ever wanted in life, then it gets heavy and no longer fun. So question is what you've been, and the energy of it is what you've been all the times in your life that you've ever had just total joy. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you're not Christian, at some point in time, if you do presents for birthdays or for, you know, Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever holidays you might have, if you've ever done the act of giving presents that are wrapped so that it's a surprise, what's that create? It creates joy in people's world because, like, what am I going to get?
Yeah.
The excitement of, oh my God, what is it? And then the choice to unwrap the present so they can find out what the fuck is inside. And then now they have the awareness of, yay, my new toy, which was the most fun of the toy, was probably wondering what the fuck it was in the first place.
Just opening it up, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
That helps.
Yeah, good. So, Sandra, let us know how that helps. But I love that. It's like the question, being in the question is not really expectation. It's just wonder and awe and joy, you know, and what else is possible? That I love asking that question 100 times a day. What else is possible? So Larry says, great examples. Yay.
Thank you, Larry. And and that actually also brings up a point to me, is like, you know, men in this reality specifically can be very like they can lose the energy and the joy of that sense of question after, you know, if they're, let's take a straight man for an example. He sees a girl, he's like, oh my God, I want to see that girl naked. And then he sees her naked and then he's like, okay, now I'm done. Or he has sex with her and then he's like, okay, now the energy of question is gone. So what would it take for you to have the energy of that question in all things, even with things that you think are going to be the same again? Like, the reason I say this is like, if you're a woman with your husband or with your boyfriend or with some random guy at night and you guys are together and you're playing with him or anything, being that energy of question that he can't figure out what's going on,
I'm listening. It's like,
keep him excited and keep him going. Because really the true nature of women is that you guys are not figure outable.
No, we're
nope,
not.
You are not. Nope. And so what if you could embrace that and bring along such an energy of question and possibility that every next moment is an exploration and an adventure, as Alara said.
I so like brilliantly. That. Exploration and adventure. And that's what, for me, makes life so interesting, too. You know, it's an adventure. I don't know what the next, the next 3 months are going to be like. You know, I have no idea. So, you know, it's an adventure. Let's see what shows up. But also, it's about what am I going to choose and what am I asking for to show up? Oh, my goodness. That's another whole conversation.
Yeah. Because as I talk more about, like, with your partner, what you can... Because in those moments, like the second the clothes come off, everybody goes, okay, we know what we're going to do now. We're going to put our pieces together and then we're going to orgasm and then we're going to lay together and hold each other and maybe drink some water or coffee or have a cigarette. What if that wasn't the case? Mm-hmm. What if in every moment throughout that whole thing, you were like, what is possible with this now? Kind of like the first time you did it, only now it's better because, you know, you do have some context of like, some things that are great and fun.
Yeah.
And always asking how you can switch things up in that tiniest of moment.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, that it keeps it kind of spicy too, you know, spicy. Mm-hmm. So it's not boring. There's that level of excitement, you know. And so what if life, you know, could be exciting for you all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what would that look like for you? And it doesn't mean you have to go to extreme sports like Connor, but you might want to do that, you know? Mm-hmm. It just, what if life can be fun and joyful and exciting and just, I need to add some more fun to my life lately. It's like we haven't been had, we are going to have fun soon. I just remember.
Uh-huh. So I had a friend one time go, hey, you know, He was just like, snowboarding is the only time, when he's snowboarding, it's the only time that I'm not thinking. Mm-hmm. And a part of that is like snowboarding, the most fun always for me aspects of snowboarding were the times that you couldn't hold on to what you're doing. Like there are times where you're like, I'm just going to snowboard a straight line and you can like hold on to that straight line. But if you're going through trees, you can never be like, you can never... relax in, you have to be relaxed. You don't have to be relaxed, but being relaxed makes it the most ease. So having that being relaxed allows for the most ease and not coming to any conclusion of what is coming up next or what you have to be in the moment. Just that constant question keeps you out of thinking, really. So how much thinking are you using to keep you out of the questions you could be choosing?
Mm. Yeah. Obviously a lot.
Yeah. And look at those places in your life. Like, what do you do that's fun for you, if anything? And if not, ask for it to show up. Yeah. What do you do that you recognize you don't have to think? Or the things that are most joyful for you? And I had someone in my bars class the other day. It's like, she's like, I don't know. And she had like a couple of things. I'm like, so if that's the case, start asking, what's it going to take for things to show up that are so fun for me? And what's it going to take for me to fucking choose it? Yes. What's it going to take for me to be willing to choose it? Because I'm sorry, none of you have been encouraged to choose what's actually going to create more possibility for you. You've only been encouraged to choose that which is going to maintain the realities of everybody else around you.
So I just wanted to share really quickly, I just took a body class, right, a few days ago, and it was my second body class, and it was a spontaneous choice, you know, it's like last second spontaneous, and then afterwards, like, okay, it was a nice class, you know, I really enjoyed it, it was fun, it's like, but I don't know, it's like, what's this going to create, I wonder, you know, and the question was, I wonder what this is going to create, you know, and then since then, I've had... one of the girls during the class said, hey, do you want to do swaps. I was like, okay, sure. You know, I was like, yeah, let's do that. So she came over yesterday, day before yesterday, and today we had four people here today doing swaps. It's like, that was so much fun. That was so nice. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, she's going to come back next week. It's like, oh, my body just loves it. And it's like, but I didn't know that when I first took the body class, because I didn't know anybody in the class, right? So it's like, I didn't know that that was going to be the outcome of it, so the vested outcome. But it's creating so much more, you know? And so one of the girls is actually inviting me to host a foundation class later in the summer. It's like, oh, that'll be fun, you know? So it's like, you know, you don't know from the choice that you make what it's going to create, what the different possibilities are, or what the infinite possibilities are when you choose. And sometimes, you know, it's just choose and see what happens, see what shows up, see what's possible, right? So and I wanted to share that because, like, doing the body processes has been amazing. And now, you know, doing more body processes with these people, again, meeting new people, and then hosting facilitating a foundation class later in the summer. I was like, oh, that'll be so much fun. I couldn't have figured that out in my head.
No.
You know, I didn't even know these people before I went to that body class. So I was like, I couldn't have done that with my thinking and figuring out. No, it was because I followed the energy of, hey, yeah, I think, you know, this body class will be fun. And then we'll, you know, go from there.
Yeah. No vested outcome. And bars and body processes will always make all of that easier. Mm. Like when I'm doing a lot of body processes, I'm just like, no thinking here.
Yeah. No thinking. And, you know,
and bars.
They even said, you know, the girl today said, you look so much younger already. It's like, I know, right? And like, I feel really good, you know, like my body feels really good and light. It's like, oh yeah, nice, you know? But
Sandra's asking if we can influence our experiences. Can you? And start asking with any time, like, so I used to be like pretty good at seeing what future a lot of things would create. And the reason I say used to be is because anytime I see a future that's getting created, and as like psychically being like, wow, look how awesome and brilliant I am. I can see the exact future that's going to show up for another person or for me or for whatever in any situation. Mm-hmm. And instead of making that a reality, going, what is it? What do I do with it? Can I change it? And how do I change it? You cannot see a future. You can only create one. Gary Douglas.
Yes, that's true. Because there are infinite possibilities. I mean, yes. Really, anything is possible. Absolutely. And so that, you know, I don't like doing predicting work. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, it's like, what do you choose? You know, what are you going to choose? And it's, you know, the future is based on the choices that you make today. Right. So what are you going to choose? All right, so I wanted to ask you, Connor, because we've already gone over the hour, but I wanted to ask you really quickly about the special offer that you have for us, and it's a three-part telecall, right?
Yeah.
Letting go of control.
Yes, thank you. I'm like, that's a fucking brilliant call for you guys to get.
All of us were control
freaks. For any of you that are like, I don't know how to ask questions. So letting go of control is just literally that, getting out of control. Because when you're not willing to ask a question, when you aren't asking questions, when you're only looking for conclusions, all you're trying to do is control how your life shows up, how everything shows up in the world. So this call is about what energy, space, and consciousness can you in your body be to be out of form, structure, significance, concentricities, linearities, control, definition, limitation, manipulation, and conclusion for all eternity. Everything that is, times, God's in, destroy, and create it all.
Yes.
Right, wrong, good, bad, pop, pop, online, shorts, post, and beyond. Yeah, so I loved that call. It was a lot of things showed up that I never even thought possible, and it can definitely assist in opening up a lot of possibilities.
And it's not just the call, it's also clearing loops and the PDF. Yes. So the PDF includes
PDFs of written clearings. Yep.
Yeah, in case you would like to read them and then record them in your own voice, you can. But the clearing loops you can also listen to over and over again, and they help to clear more easily as well. And I know that Dane has done a video recently or a couple months ago about the importance or how clearing loops can help, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he plays clearing loops all the time. They're silent, they're on his phone, you know, and they're really, really, maybe slightly a little bit of noise, but you can just play them in the background. You don't have to consciously listen to it all the time. Just play it in the background silently, yeah, or really, really low volume, and they will assist you in doing the work, you know, pretty much by itself.
Yeah. They will begin to they'll begin to unlock the places that you are unwilling to change.
Mm-hmm.
And like the clearing I just said can be one of your best friends. I know it's one of Dane's, Gary's, and Brendan's best friends is what energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be out of form, structure, significance, concentricities, linearities, control, definition, limitation, manipulation, and conclusion for all eternity. Everything that is, times a gazillion, destroy and uncreate it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds. This is about not being controlled by anyone else's point of view, by anyone else's manipulation, by your own points of views. This is about getting out of control so that you can choose.
Nice. Yeah, I think that's one that I'm going to run a lot.
Do it. It's as we're talking about it, I'm probably going to listen to that call and also run a whole bunch of freaking clearings around getting out of control. Just because the first time I ran that process for like 2 weeks, I was like, wow. I'm like, I don't know how to explain this, Gary, but this is neat.
I love that. And that's the thing. It's like sometimes we never know what's going to show up or what's going to happen once we start listening to a call or listening to a clearing loop. You know, it's not about that vested outcome. It's about just listening to it, knowing that it's going to help to clear those areas where you're still limited, where you're still stuck, where you're still maybe judging, where you're all that kind of stuff, right? And so Paige is asking, where can I find that? So if you're on the live page, you can just click on special offer, and that takes you to the special offer page for Connor. You can take a look at that, and really, the letting go of control is going to really open you up, like Connor said, to being open and willing to ask questions, being open and willing to let go of what has been holding you back, what has been limiting you, what's been keeping you stuck from creating your life, you know, from even receiving the gift of choice. You know, I'm going to tell my daughter about that. I'm going to say, you know what? We just did a call on the gift of choice. Remember when you would not choose? Now she's over that. Now she chooses, and she's doing really, really well on choosing stuff for herself. So I'm really happy for her. But, you know, it's like she got over that. But the gift of choice gives you your life, right? Gives you the potential or the possibility to create the life that you desire. Otherwise, it's like you're an automatic pilot, and the reality is living your life for you instead of you living your life. There's something in there, but you know, it's like
It's like being on a horse that has someone else guiding the horse.
Yes, exactly.
And that someone else is this reality.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, it's much more fun when you actually are holding the reins, you know, and choosing which way to go, you know, whether you're going to jump over a river or a bridge or anything, whatever, or go straight or whatever you're going to do. But you know, it's so empowering when we get to choose for ourselves. And I love that. So this has been a brilliant call. Yay. Good.
Thank you, Larry.
And Julia. Julia G. And that's the thing. It's like, listen to this call again. And, you know, for those pieces that you were like kind of still resisting or kind of still stuck and kind of like don't want to ask a question because you're like, I'm not sure. Go back and listen to it again and take a look at the offer from Connor about the letting go of control. That'll be really helpful.
And so, run that process. What energy, space, and consciousness can I be to be out of form, structure, significance, concentricities, linearities, control, definition, limitation, manipulation, and conclusion for all eternity. Everything that is, times a gazillion, destroy and create it all. Right, wrong, good, bad, pod, pock, all nine, shorts, boys, and beyonds.
Yes, exactly. So you might have to go back and watch this again so you can write it down. I could have written it, but whatever. You know, you can do it.
It's a long one.
It's a long one. Yeah. And so, you know, run that for yourself and then just see what shows up. See how the energy around asking questions or just your own life starts to lighten up. You know, play with it, right? It's always about play with it without making it significant, without judging it. Just allow it to be and allow yourself to be and see how much more fun it can be to create your life based on what you desire. You know, we're all different, right? We're all going to desire different things. So what is it that you would like to experience in your life? What would you like to have? What would you like to see? What would you like to, you know, be in the next 5 years? It's possible. Connor, any last words of wisdom?
That is it. Well put, Miss Alara.
So much fun. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call with us. Like I said, we just started this series today. So it's like there'll be lots more calls and shows coming up. So I look forward to seeing you on all of them. Or most of them, whatever you can, whatever you decide, whatever you choose, right? And you'll be able to, I made it really simple this season. The replays are going to be on my podcast and on YouTube. So you will get the links to go and check them out and, you know, play with them. See what works for you, whether it's the YouTube, whether it's the podcast. Do what's easy, right? So thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Connor. Go and have a wonderful day. I loved hearing the verses during this whole call. I just loved it.
Mm-hmm. They are totally out of control.
Yeah, just absolutely brilliant. They really added to this call and such a contribution. So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So everybody, let yourself out your cage and fly around.
Exactly. Fly around. Have fun. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.